Avenue and 39th Street, and I was just at the Port Authority, and there was a woman talking, and, well, it took me a surprisingly long time to realize that she wasn't talking to anybody but herself. She was talking in such full voice and with such confidence. At first, I thought it was, oh, okay, whatever. See, that kind of thing. But she just didn't quit. She didn't let up. And I got up and moved to the other side of the place because she was starting to get on my mesothelioma nerve. But about a month or so ago, maybe longer, I saw this guy on the bus, and he was muttering just under his breath to where I couldn't understand what he was saying. But he was like in a trance. He was staring off out the window with a glazed look in his eye, and he was fidgeting very, very conspicuously. And you see things like this, and you get used to it. One of my first New York experiences was sitting next to someone like this at a McDonald's. She was sitting right as close to me as she could because it was very crowded in there. And she was talking in full voice about how she works 60 hours a week. Everything's a bunch of bullshit. But, and even then, I mean, that was 28 years ago, 27 years ago. Even then, I had the ability to just say, okay, that's not my problem. And she's harmless and whatnot. But this dude on the bus was really disturbing me then because it sounded like he was praying, and he might have been. He was the Asian-looking dude, but it was Friday, and that's when the Muslim, well, they pray every day, but I think they do a big particular thing on Friday. I don't know, but whatever it was, it sounded like a prayer, and he was very nervous. He was jumpy, and we got to the end of the line. There's only one stop left, and we're both going the same direction for a while, and he's not letting up. He keeps chanting. And he walks up ahead of me on 2nd Avenue, and then at some point he turns around and he looks my direction. And he's not looking at me, I don't think, but he's just looking toward me. And then for no apparent reason that I could tell, he started running. And not quite sprinting, but it's not the kind of, it was a very crowded street, you couldn't get away with that, but he just started running. And he finally disappeared, and I never saw him again.